Hey everyone, jumping in real quick here to say sorry it took so long to release another episode. A lot of things were going on this year, and also the first two episodes of Life Day will be a little poorer audio quality, only because for whatever reason the multi-track didn't download properly, so I had to pull the audio off of Twitch. It's happened before, it'll probably happen again. Sorry about the quality. Apart from that, hope you enjoy the show. Alright, everybody, welcome back to another fantastic episode of Tales of the Outer Rim. Life Day 2021? I know some of you may have come under the... Or 2022. I don't know what year it is.
Wow, really?
I know some of you may have come under the pretense of Season 2 starting. I'm sorry. I forgot it was November. And Adam's game took 2 years longer than we expected it to take.
I feel like it wasn't... No, it wasn't 2 years, because COVID was 2 years, right? Yeah. Oh,
it was... It was just the exact amount of time it needed to be to tell the story. There, I will tell you, Adam.
Time is fake. Time is just a con. It's a construct.
Man-made concept.
Mm-hmm. So, last year, do you guys remember what happened last year at Life Day? Anybody want to take a crack at what happened last year?
Kevin Costner wanted to throw a child from a second story window using the force, but I got told that I couldn't, so here we are. Kevin Costner was embarrassed and got hit by an old man with a shovel, and the last I knew of Kevin Costner, he was walking in the direction where the old man and the kid left.
Jar Jar started a house on fire.
He did.
He in fact did light a house on fire.
Fuck that kid. Oh, and he stole most of their shit, too.
he emptied
out two rooms.
You were so pissed because of the traps that you just started throwing stuff out the window.
Kevin Costner, since I robbed you last year, what is the name of the planet we're on? Anything you want. Just make something up if you want.
No. Chat can name it. It's fine.
Chat can name it. Alright, chat, what's the name of the planet we're on? He can sing spoken word, but he can't come up with a name for a planet.
Ooh, yes.
Ooh. Hang on.
First time. Kevin. Kevin Komos?
Nakato. What about
Melman? Nakato. Okay, so we have a diehard Life Day in the archives. It's just...
Oh, man, I'm logging in the chat so I can put it in there.
All right, we have...
Wait.
We have some chat suggestions.
Yeah, two votes for Melmac! Fuck yeah! One more, come on! Go Melmac!
Kevin Komos! Yay! Alf?
Kevin's going to make his Ollie-like return.
Kevin Komos. So we find ourselves on the planet of Kevin Komos. How we got here this year isn't necessarily certain. We're still recovering from the events of last year. Kevin's pride is not yet healed. Char-Char is still probably singed around his beard. Yes, a Gungan with a beard. That's really... We'll get back. No, your sister has bushy eyebrows. I'll try and get the old episodes that we have edited and released, but we're missing a lot of them, so. But, you guys are in an old building. This is a planet that Gus grew up on. He did not grow up on Rodia. He grew up on Kevin Komos. That's why you're here. You are all in a pub for the night. Is this the bar? This isn't a bar. This is a shop. Do I have a bar? Hold on. I've got a bar. You all are sitting in a cantina. down in the city. It is snowing. It is Life Day in about 3 days. Oh yeah, everywhere. So Gus is looking particularly distraught, and he is very, very drunk.
We were so close. We were so close. All we had to do was not mess up that job. Now the consortium will never let us join.
So close, but so far. But in the end, it doesn't really matter.
What do you mean it doesn't matter? This is all I've wanted for so long. All I want to do. I just want to.
Consortium, just consortium. It's always a consortium with you, Gus. Come on, live a little. As I light up my market herb.
I don't even know if you're allowed to smoke in here.
Says you, Gus.
Well, I mean, says the sign on the door. All right. I'm not.
You know I can't read that.
No, you've been smoking way too much to be able to read much of anything. I understand. Well, I don't know what we're gonna do. The ship's almost out of fuel. We don't really have anything else to go off of. I don't know. I think it may just give you all the key. I think I might be done. I think this is it. I just don't think I could keep doing this and fail it all the time. You know. I mean, it's great.
Failing. They're learning opportunities.
The learning opportunities don't get us any food.
Says you.
Look, that hot dog cart ain't gonna have hot dogs in it forever. It's more drugs than hot dogs now at this point.
Well,
at least Kevin's back. Maybe we can do some mercenary work or something. I don't know.
Yeah, there's the spirit. Let's go find something else to do.
Ragbazi, do you want to explain your hot dog cart real quick? Also, where is the hot dog cart?
It's parked outside.
Parked outside, okay. I expected no less. Do you want to describe the hot dog cart? I'm going to give you a vehicle sheet for that at some point.
I forget how it came about.
How it came about. I just
we were in the middle of a heist, and I totally went a different direction.
We were doing the pre-gen Jewel of Coruscant? Jewel of something.
Is it on the Jewel show? Of Yavin?
Jewel of Yavin. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Everyone in the chat's like, Yavin! Yes, Jewel of Yavin. And they were coming into the vents. Doc Ragbazi failed subsequent attempts to succeed in the vents and kept getting twisted all around and like got all the way to the bottom of this.
I got ejected out, yeah. I remember.
Yeah, and you still only made it up one like, I don't even know how you made it up in the end. I think we gave it to you in the end, but
because my legumes are extra muscular.
That's God! I forgot. I let him have creepy, really muscular legume that helped him pull himself into the vents.
As canon.
Don't ask questions. Fell out of a vent, and in this vent, he was in like this, not really a neighborhood because there were food carts, but like an area where a bunch of food carts are parked. It was near like
a night market kind of
deal. Yeah, I mean, everyone was gone and asleep. Everything was locked up. And he came across a taco cart. He could not get into the taco cart. He failed the check for the taco cart. Found a hot dog cart. Succeeded the check with threat. The threat was people started showing up. So now he has to start cooking hot dogs to sell the people. Otherwise, they're going to get mad and wake people up in the apartments next door who are probably going to be the owners of the hot dog cart.
Long story short,
and then
kept the hot dog cart.
And now, it no longer has wheels. It has repulsor lift.
Yeah.
It has
stealth black, matte black. It has underbody lights.
And now it has some
stereo
sort of
system.
I think it has a jet engine now.
Yep.
Yeah.
And a stereo system.
And the stereo system like goes with the lights go with the stereo. Yeah.
It's
super cool.
Basically, it's a front for my impromptu cartel.
While Gus is lamenting, is there anything anyone else who hasn't had a chance to do anything want to do?
Heaven's just brooding. I'll tell you that right now.
A straight murdered out card.
Heaven's good.
Kevin, Kevin's brooding very... He's not happy. He doesn't care about the job. He's mad about that kid. He never got him.
So, like, last left day was, like, recently? Or, like, was it, like, legit, like, a year ago?
It was legit a year ago. Okay. You guys know Gus wanted to come here for a reason, but he didn't really tell you what the reason was. But we're here on Kevin Komos. And if there's nothing else anyone wants to do...
Gus, you can't quit. You can't retire now. We have a legitimate doc. And I'm going to point at Doc Zaz.
Oh my god.
We have the whole A-team. What do you mean you're retiring?
Yeah, man, come on. It's not that bad.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad. You set a house on fire. We were supposed to get something and get out. And
allegedly.
They were connected to the...
pause real quick. Didn't we get the item?
But the person... It was like you weren't supposed to... Okay. You were stealing it from one member of this organization to give to another. It was like a whole thing. Like a power dynamic deal. And you lit their house on fire. And you threw all of their furniture out into the yard through their window.
Yeah.
And you broke the arm of their child.
They did. I didn't. Yeah.
You all did so much extra that the person you were working that was giving Gus the job could not associate anymore, and now Gus is
good faith honor it. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he gave you guys enough money to do whatever. He paid you for the job, but then after that, no more jobs. He didn't pay you entirely either. He gave you most of what you were owed. Alright. Destiny pool is...
You're just pacing back and forth, Kevin.
Light, three dark.
The level of anger, like, in Kevin Costner right now is palpable. He's like, imagine that he spent the last year trying to find this old man that hit him with a shovel and snuck away before he could come to. He is not happy. He's just pacing.
I see another Rodian walk into the bar and walk over. Gus isn't paying attention, and they are coming right for old Gustafur. This Rodian walks up to Gus. Ah, Gus, how's it going, buddy? Hey, Lou, what's going on? Hey, sorry to hear about it. Hey, nothing doing, man. How's it going? You know? A lot more. That was Lou. They grew up together. Their accents are going to be the same. I'm going to try to delineate them by pitch. Hey, sorry to hear about you. You seem awful upbeat for what's going on. Yeah, no, it is what it is, but... Man, I'm so glad you came. I have something you might appreciate. Oh, I don't know, Lou. If it's anything shady, I think I'm out. I don't know if I can do this.
He's not out.
What are you talking about? Is this your crew? Oh, is this your crew?
Yes, he's not out.
He's just in a rut right now.
Gus, you don't even know what I got for you yet, man. Nah, listen, Lou. Seriously, I think I'm done.
Char Char is sad to see Gus so upset. And he just like shoves Gus on the shoulder and like,
Gus slams into the bar and spills his drink. Thanks, Char Char.
Yeah. Anytime, bud.
He just like pats him on the back of the yard.
Turn on that thermal detonator when you're not looking.
So what's this job? But keep talking amongst yourselves.
How am I supposed to keep talking amongst ourselves and tell you about the job? Gus, you crew. This guy, he must be the he must be the muscle, eh? I've never seen a Gungan with a beard.
Is Gus preoccupied?
Gus is lamenting over the bar, trying to dry himself off and order another drink.
Well, while he's talking to Lou, I'm going to stab him in the side with the needle. And I'm going to give him a dose of G-Ricknit.
Is that the party drug? Is that the GHB of this universe? Hold on.
Slightly euphoric effect. Only side effect is easy resilience check failures, resulting in 1 point of addiction obligation.
Easy resilience check, you say? Well, Gus. Gus is just, ha! As you stick him. And where does he have resilience? He's got to have resilience, right?
I slip Gus a Molly, basically.
Fuck yeah.
I'm going to add a setback because Gus has been drinking. You said easy or no, or average?
It's easy. Okay. Easy resilience.
Gus is in a bad place, so he's going to...
Come on, Gus.
Gus, what? Trip on these drugs.
Where is his bro? Oh, right here. Okay,
well, no, it happens. This is whether or not he becomes addicted.
Oh, yeah. What? Did I not click out of the box? What was that?
Oh, sorry. That's with the sound bar.
Jesus, Adam. I don't want to hear your sex tape.
That one was labeled crunchy.
Is it showing up for... Oh, gross. Is this showing up for anyone else?
No.
No.
Boner jams. Gross,
it
Adam.
It said gross. Elevator. No, that was lo-fi. That's what it said. Lo-fi crunchy.
Oh, lo-fi. Okay.
Gus succeeded with 3 threats. Gus has a mild allergic reaction to this, but he is tripping. But you can see his
He's also not addicted.
You can see his proboscis or whatever, his fly snoot is starting to get puffy, and his eyes are starting like around the edge of his eyes is getting a little poofy.
Oh, 1 second.
I don't know, Lou. Suddenly I'm only in a little bit of pain. I can only imagine why. And kind of okay with hearing what you gotta say. I can't promise it'll change anything, though. All right, listen. Everything I had here, I had to get rid of for the medical stuff, you know that. But it just so happened to get my hands on the deed to a space station that... may or may not be unoccupied at the moment. Nothing fancy, nothing big, but I can't leave. There's nothing I can do about this, so, I mean, you can have, I'll give it to you for, you know, the life day thing, you know, you're the only friend of mine who came and saw me. I don't know, Lou. I don't know. Is Kevin Costner getting closer and closer?
I told you he's trying to sneak up behind this new guy.
I must be on the wrong map here, Zach, because I don't see anything.
Have you tried scrolling up or down?
You're not even in the game, Adam.
Yeah, you're not in the game.
You're in Life Day 2021, bro. We're in 2022.
I was like, God, what the... Hey, now I know what's going on.
Are you going to make me roll to be able to sneak up behind this guy unaware?
Yeah...
Or will you let me? And I also ignored my text where I pulled my gun out as well.
No, your gun's out. No, your gun's out.
I ignored my text too.
Did I? What did you type?
He's not. I was just measuring.
It didn't pop. It didn't show up on mine. Your text.
There's my Kevin Costner.
Your text isn't on mine, John. Sorry.
Also, Zaz is interested if Gus needs a med check.
Go ahead and roll. Go ahead and roll your stealth. I think Gus's med check is just going to be alcohol.
Let me make sure I don't have any special perks for this.
It's getting really itchy in here. I feel pretty good though. Still a little depressed, but I feel good about it. You know. Yeah, you managed to sneak up on this individual. I'll hold on to that threat.
Good.
Do I still have the same inventory from the last life day?
What's in your inventory from the last life day? Hold on.
Do I still have my sticky piece of wood that's worth 7 to 12K?
What?
His object my...
of
art.
Oh, the art that you made. You didn't use that as a weapon?
Oh. No.
Yeah, you absolutely still have it. You didn't sell it?
No, I sold the jewelry, but I kept my.
And you didn't take the value of the thing, in your. You just kept the item and didn't give yourself the credits, correct?
I sold the clothes and jewelry, so I added like that.
Okay,
but I kept my magnum opus though.
Last year, he went around and had a stick that was sticky that he was sticking objects he found around the house to. So it's got, like, perfume bottles and whatever he found in the bathroom, whatever he found as he walked around the house. Oh, shit. I gave Kevin Costner 2 green dice. Oh, no, that's Gus. Never mind. I'm sorry. Won't clear. And Gus is
just checking. Gus is make sure I still have that.
Yeah, you still have that. Gus is like, I know, Lou, I'd love to talk about it, but I'm suddenly not feeling so great. I think I'm going to go back to the room and take an antihistamine and lay down. You meet the boys. And Gus stumbles with new drink in hand out of the bar and to wherever y'all are staying.
This new guy has not seen me yet.
Correct. He's probably I've never seen a Gungan with a beard before. That's actually really cool.
And is he holding this like deed or whatever in his hand?
A sticky stick? No, absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I'm Lou. I guess you're Gus's crew, yeah?
Hey, what's going on, Lou? Yeah. Yeah, he's with us.
I think I like you. Who's the, yeah, this guy, he looks at Zaz. So what's your story, creepy? Sorry, you just gotta give me this weird vibe. Like you've seen stuff.
Hi.
He shivers. Oh. Man, so you three,
Don't worry about Zaz. He's the galaxy's most renowned doctor. Of course he's seen some things.
Zaz, you say? Alright. Interesting.
Is he standing?
Yeah.
I want to stomp on the back of his left knee to have him fall down.
What?
not like to hurt him, but like, you know, like I want to like make him stumble.
Have you had any drinks tonight, Kevin?
No.
Okay. That average.
Kevin does not
drink. Actually, make it average because you had a threat. No, I'm sorry. I'll make it'll be easy. I mean, he's super snuck up on
him. I'm basically trying to get him to go down to down to his knee and put my gun on the back of his neck.
What kind of creature did you say he was?
He's another Rodian. Yeah, so what's up with Gus? You can roll whatever.
What am I rolling?
Do you have brawl?
No.
I mean, so no, bad. No, but I mean, like, you have just roll brawl.
Okay, my one green. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
I want to stab him without hurting them. Yeah.
Well, I'm not stabbing. I'm trying to just.
No, this is it's in chat.
Yeah, stabbing without hurting. Thank you.
I want to
I want to stab him with a butter knife.
You fail with advantage.
And I fail to make him go to his knee, but he can feel my gun in his back.
So he starts walking forward towards the crew as you go to kick him in the back of the knee, and you just kind of stomp really hard, and as you stomp really hard, you lean forward, and your gun does brush up against his back. You guys, is there someone behind me with a blaster? He's got his hands up.
Nobody's back there. I don't know. What are you talking
feet?
Lou, focus. As I try to draw him into me and Zaz.
Why are y'all so close? Listen... I can leave.
Why are you so far, Lou?
I was just worried about Gus, but now I think I'm able to leave.
Kevin, restrain him.
Ah, let's go.
Kevin just goes, don't move or I'll shoot.
Char is drinking the entire time.
Is this how you guys greet all of Gus's friends?
How do we know you're his friend?
What is this?
Lou, air quotes.
What are you He's talking about? We were just talking.
Listen.
I've got what? Listen.
What's happening?
Yeah, I got a condition.
Where is the boy?
I got a condition. The child? Come on, please.
Sorry, derailing. Sorry, derailing.
You guys, come on. I got a condition. Come on, please. What do you want?
Negotiating now?
Are you trying to rob Gus?
What?
You are?
No! They are!
This guy's robbing Gus!
What a fucking dick! Gus is great!
He's gonna hear this tape.
What is going on?
At this point.
The what?
Safety's off. I'm ready to shoot. He said he's gonna rob Gus.
Okay, wait.
What? I just wanted to help my friend.
Okay, pause for a second. What are we doing?
This is actually par for the course.
It is. Oh, shoot.
He pees his pants. He got a threat on his resilience check.
Oh, Lou, buddy, wait, hang on. I think I have something for that. I'm going to start digging my fanny pack.
Charges watch.
Well, that was a bold move. Let's see how it plays out.
You guys don't even know what the plot of the story is yet. And you're going to make me leave.
Where's the deed?
The deed? I don't have it with me. Deed
to a starport.
I don't have it with me. And I said it's not a starport. It's a space station. It's like an old...
What's it called?
Like an old space station.
Wait, like old space station or old space station?
Yeah, both. Listen, the Ugnaughts that used to live there, they got removed at some point, and there's no one. It's completely derelict.
At this point, Kevin will take his gun away. And he's just going to turn his back and walk away.
I mean, it's all still being finalized, but, like, it's mine. I just want to know what was wrong with Gus.
Well, he's dead.
Yeah, I can see that. Now I can see why. Are you holding him hostage?
What? No. Gus loves hanging out with us.
I'm going to whip out a syringe and, like, threateningly hold it under Lou's neck. Like, what do you mean holding him hostage?
No, you! Clearly, it's you. I liked you. What is the matter with you people?
Real quick, can I do a perception check to see if anyone else is in this bar?
There are people in the bar, but I'll give you a perception check to see if anyone is, like, noticing.
It's gonna be hard not to notice.
Yeah, it's just an average check.
This guy getting shook down,
baby. Two successes. It appears that this is the kind of place that stuff like this might happen often, and people aren't really... are averting their gaze. Like, every once in a while, you'll see someone sip... You see someone take a sip of their beer and kind of, like, look over at you guys and kind of, like, elbow someone next to him.
Zaz looks back and nods at him.
Oh, they turn around quickly and start eating beer nuts. Have pretzels and beer nuts on the table.
So you have a job, then, that pays big money?
No, I don't have a job. I have a space station. Gus is, like, always doing stuff, and I figured, you know, he's always talking about having to operate out of the ship, and I, you know, figured it's the least I could do, what with, you know, not going to be here much longer and all that. You know, it's like, I don't have any money. I don't have a job. I don't have money. Like, I've lost pretty much everything this is the past few months. These few cycles.
What do you want us to do with the space station, then?
I don't want you to do anything at the space station. I was going to give it to Gus once I got the paperwork. Before I'm gone, I want to see Gus happy again, you know? He used to talk about doing crime all the time and going to have his own family and, like, he's going to do his own business and, you know,
Gus has a family. It's us.
Yeah, but a few years back, he got, like, you know, he got real depressed and, you know, something happened and, like, he lost his opportunity, he lost his jobs and stuff, and so then he started, you know, doing odd jobs, trying to join the consortium and, like, the huts and, like, the Black Sun and all that, like, what are you talking about? They're, like, one of the most lucrative, never mind, I just... Like, what happened to him? He doesn't have the drive he used to have. Gus used to love crime.
Yeah, he's dead.
I thought he would love, like a off-the-books port.
You know what?
Yeah, we'll take it.
Yeah, no. We'll take it. He would love it.
Yeah, I'm not going to give it to you. I don't even have it on me right now, so...
Charger sighs and then breaks the bottle that he's been drinking out of.
He's like, all right.
Listen, I'll give it to Gus. I just want to see him happy before, you know, my life. Let's do something to make Gus happy. Listen, you want me to show you where we used to hang out, where we used to do all the crime?
No, I want that space station.
No, seriously, let me show you where we used to do all the crime.
No, seriously, I want that space station.
Can I do a like streetwise or skullduggery check to see if he's actually like telling the truth? Just wanting to see Gus happy. I don't know if those are streetwise. I don't know. Deception.
I would say perception or streetwise.
Okay.
Vigilance isn't a bad one either. Two success. Yeah, this dude genuinely seems sincere, especially with the pee in his pants. I think he'd be too... You can tell he's shaking still a little bit. He's not going to try anything. He's worried for himself.
Kevin will come back up and put a hand on his shoulder and just say, let's go see Gus. And he's going to start trying to actively pull this guy out of the bar.
Okay, yep, that's fine. And he's just like, we'll see Gus.
Zaz puts his hand on his other shoulder to help walk him.
But Kevin doesn't say another word the entire travel. I want it to be known that he walked arm in arm, essentially, with this guy and did not speak to him at all.
Neither did he. He whimpered a little bit, but...
I thought we didn't have any money. Gus is up here in style.
He's living high on the hog, baby.
I mean, it's a nice place. It's the last of your money.
Wait. Can Char Char study this painting?
There is no painting. No, sure. Yeah, you can inspect this painting. You see a painting of a Twi'lek laying in a bed of flowers. With
very good interpretation.
This is just a map. It means nothing.
Oh man,
it would have worked for your campaign. I know.
No, it would have. It's pretty bad actor. Also, is there actually a sword on the mantle over this fireplace?
No.
No, absolutely not.
What if I give you a light side point?
Yeah, sure.
Woo! I'll do it.
Yeah.
If that comes back and stops Kevin from getting what he wants, he's gonna kill you.
Yeah, there's a sword on the wall.
What is it? Char-char.
It's plastic.
It's a decorative sword.
It's just a tin. It's some decorative, barely functional sword. It's just meant to be on the wall. You can tell it's been there a long time. It's covered in dust. Gus is passed out in this four-poster bed as you all walk in.
And I give him a shot of adrenaline.
Gus?
Yeah. I'm a doctor, Jim.
I love how in like 30 minutes we're just shooting up Gus.
You just want him to be happy.
You guys are drugging Gus. I'm pulling a gun on someone.
It's good to be back.
He doesn't have any resilience. He doesn't have... What's his cunning? Okay.
Hey, real quick. What's the damage on that shitty sword?
-2.
-2.
-2 to hit. And the damage is 0 plus your intelligence.
It has a +3 black modifier, too.
Vibro sword goes
back. You take damage using it, and it whispers in your head.
It shatters in your hand and
fuck, I'm
cuts
back
you.
On with the sword. It whispers.
No! Stop! All right, Adam.
Can you swing?
Adam, the sword is old and rusty, and it seems as if I made it too easy for you to find a sword that's worth something. I made it easy.
There's a small engraving that says "Penultimate."
Oh my god. Alright, Zach. Damage. What damage you use?
It's gonna be just your brawn. I'll give it pierce one time, and if you roll one threat or more or a despair, it's broken.
Just my brawl?
Just your brawn. It's like a decorative sword. I'm giving you pierce, which you wouldn't have with a normal punch, and it's not.
I'm not just bludgeoning people.
It's your it'll be your melee. Well, your melee skill, nothing added to it.
Good.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and roll me sneak. What is it? Stealth, John? Or how are you trying to approach this?
Sleeping, right? Medicine him.
Okay. Give me a medicine check. Shit, he's so hard. Oh my god. That's not your strength. That can't be your strength. Your melee. Oh my god. Medicine. One plus one. No, I'm talking to Adam. One success and four advantage. You stick Gus with this adrenaline and he's just like, oh, oh, oh! And this mix, this cocktail of drugs and alcohol that are in his system now, Gus, he seems a bit out of it. He's like, oh, what are you ghosts doing in here?
Hey, Gus, we have a friend wants to talk to you.
Oh, Lou, I thought you were dying. I am dying, Gus. What's the matter with you? Gus, what's the matter? Oh, please, spirit, let me be. You guys just going along with Lou and Gus? Gus thinking everyone's a ghost and everything?
Stealth check.
Char is
stealth check hiding in the bathtub.
Lou wants you to have a space station, and we're here to assist in this new base of operations that we're going to have for
you
the new
two,
job.
You two roll your stealth checks.
Hooray! Advantage. I don't get caught.
You into the tub. But you're out of sight. But they heard where you are.
That's fine.
Oh my god, Ragbazi, I forgot you had a stealth suit. Where are you hiding?
I am.
I am the knight. Oh, now I'm sad again. Kevin Conroy.
I am sneaking up right behind Lou, joining the conversation. But out of sight.
Gus, I wanted to show them where our old haunt used to be. Oh, spirit, don't haunt me, spirit. No, listen, Gus, I want to take you where we used to hang out. You know, come on, let's go. Well, I mean, you don't have to go. They drug me in here. I didn't want to wake you up. They made me, Gus. They made me.
I'm gonna whisper and lose here. You want?
Oh god! I wanted to be here, Gus. I wanted to be here, but I didn't want to wake you up. Oh my god. In the bathtub?
Yes.
Gus, just go ahead and give us permission to take over this deed for you, and we'll get this taken care of.
Oh, all right, spirits, I shall be with thee. And Gus hops up out of bed. He's in a long nightgown. And
does he have a nightcap on?
Yes, he does, over his little thing.
Excellent. This whole time, Char has practiced swinging his sword.
I regret everything.
He hits the chair in front of him. I roll against the chair.
I can't wait for you to get a fail and break your sword.
it's melee, and I'm going to make it average because it's a big, sturdy chair. I'm going to give you a setback, too, because it is an old hardwood. It's old space.
That's okay, because I will suffer. So Char has frenzied attack when making a melee or brawl attack, suffers strain up to ranks and frenzied attack to upgrade the attack by an equal amount. I have two ranks.
Oh, I'll take two strain. Is it one upgrade? Is it one? It's two upgrades then?
Two upgrades.
Go for it. They definitely could be though. You didn't get a threat, but with the four advantage, you're gonna swing this sword at it, and you're just like, ugh! And in your drunkenness, you swing at the wrong chair, and there's nothing there, and you just kind of, and you don't fall or anything. You look cool, but it doesn't look like you were trying to hit the chair. It looked like you were just swinging and looking cool.
Awesome, Char's gonna go, guys. This sword's pretty great. Gus, how long have you had this sword?
Whoops. Oh, great, Spectre. I don't. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm renting this room. if we must, let us be off now, and then you can bother me no further.
I'm gonna whisper to Lou.
You're coming with.
I was coming with. The whole point was me to take you guys.
Oh my god, this is great.
And, I am like Lou's shadow.
And you all stumble out into the cold streets of Kevin Komos. And
that's presumptuous. I'm washing myself in the bathtub.
Yeah. Char-Char is going to do a sweet, flourish with his sword.
Arya!
Swing it over his shoulder. I don't know. Let's find out. Can I roll charisma?
There is no charisma.
Can I roll cool?
Yeah, but for Char-Char, it's gonna be daunting with this toy sword.
Bam!
Are you kidding me? 3 success and 2 threat. You look cool, but you chip the tip of the sword.
Where?
Like it hits a chair that you were trying to hit earlier, and it like doesn't do any damage to the chair at all. And the tip of the sword just blunts.
Fucking worth it. And Char-Char doesn't even ears. Notice it.
What's that, Char?
He said it loses Pierce.
And yeah, he just lost his Pierce since blunted.
Yeah, you did lose Pierce. Bom, bom. Bom, bom, bom. Bom.
I feel like Char-Char wouldn't even notice. He's just like, God, I look cool.
Alright, you are in the streets of Kevin Komos. And Gus is clearly cold, but since he's got all these drugs and alcohol in his system, he doesn't notice that he's cold right now. He's not wearing shoes. You all are just stomping through the snow, and Lou keeps going, Gus, do you want to get shoes on or something? Spirit, let's be done with this quickly so I may take my rest. And, I want to say that cantina was below where you guys are staying. It's like an inn cantina thing. And on your way out, Gus does grab another drink as he's going, oh, mighty specters. And he stumbles out into the street, and Lou's like, well, we got to follow him, you know? And he just walks out, and Gus leads you to an old, like, derelict warehouse that is just completely rusted through.
I grab my cart and bring it with.
I know you do. Gus, remember this place? We used to, chat. Give me a name and a species to use for Gus and Lou's old mentor. Whoever they're,
Mr. Miyagi.
Like, you know, Oliver Twist, the dude that made all the kids do all the stealing and stuff. We need a that guy.
Yeah, Miyagi.
Shut. Name? Grimminty. Grimminty. I like that. Grimminty. Shistavainen was the first I got. Shistavainen, that's convenient. You remember we used to work here out of this place with old Grimminty, you know? That dusty, you mean that dusty old Shistavainen? Spirit, you're not so bad. I do remember that. That was a long time ago, but, you know, that was also probably one of the worst times of my life, because I burnt the whole inside of this place out. You know, so I don't smoke Mockin' Herb anymore. Yeah, you remember. What do you remember about, let's take a look inside, eh, Gus? Hey, let's take a look inside. And you guys walk into the charred, burnt out insides of this old, dilapidated warehouse. You guys following Gus and Lou in?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Char-Char is still just, like, unsheathing a sword, sheathing a sword. Like,
there is no sheath. It was just a sword. You just like tucking it into your belt and
Yep.
Okay. Fair enough. I'm like, where are you getting a sheath from? There's no sheath here.
Well, I mean, like, that's what he's doing. He's doing, like, that fucking total nerd thing where he's, like, messing around with the sword, like,
whoosha!
Yeah, I'm following that, man.
Oh, man, you think that stuff we hid back behind the, in the little hole in the wall still back there? Oh, great Spectre, I would not know.
Yeah, it's probably not there anymore.
Char, char, char. Foot in between swings.
Damn it, char, char. give me another cool check. Failure and two threat. So you gotta go pull it in and out of your belt. You cut your belt, and when you do it, your belt's stronger than the sword. And it breaks the sword in half. So now you've got some, like... You've got some just broken hilt-ass sword. And then a two pieces of broken blade on the ground.
Char-Char looks super sad. He's gonna be holding both of them. Like, his head is hanging low.
Lou...
The sword.
Lou chuckles a little bit.
This isn't funny, Lou. Don't understand.
Zaz also chuckles.
Char-Char will put the pieces of the broken sword into one of his pockets of the smuggler cloak.
Lou and Gus go back. There's like a small office in the back where there's like a husk of a couch, and they start pulling the couch out, and it's like crumbling, and there's soot everywhere. There's this hole in the wall that doesn't look like it was burnt up too bad, and they start fishing around in there, and Lou pulls something out. He's like, Gus, look at this. And Gus is like, oh man, I totally forgot about that. I had the biggest crush on her. You guys interested in what Lou is showing Gus?
Not really. Char-Char's still pretty upset about his sword. He's just staring at the floor.
Heaven's intrigued.
Nobody
he
else
doesn't
just
say kept... anything, but he's intrigued.
Are you trying to look?
Sure.
Give me an average whatever check. Skullduggery?
Ooh, skullduggery. If only Kevin were good at skullduggery.
You could do perception.
If only Kevin were good at skullduggery.
Three success and a threat. So as you peer over, the threat is what you're about to see. There's a... They're looking at the picture of a Rodian that Gus...
Oh my.
Gus is like, oh man, I had the biggest crush on her.
Why'd you delete it?
Because you. And
what?
It was like, yeah, she used to walk up at the apartments and used to follow her around like a little lost puppy. You remember that? I didn't follow her around like a lost puppy. She was nice to me. Yeah, she followed her around like a little lost puppy.
I want to rip the picture from their hands using a pull.
Remind me how force pull works again.
Force user can pull objects out of secure mountings or out of an opponent's grasp. It's control. It's from move.
Right. Is there a difficulty associated with that?
Doesn't say anything about difficulty, but I've got silhouette 2 up to long range, and I think
we were rolling discipline checks for that, because otherwise it's like force powers just happen.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, roll me a discipline check. They cost force pips. Yeah, I know it costs force pips, but like there's no... That's fair. Okay, you know what? Just roll your force pips.
I've never rolled force pips.
This should be under like powers or something.
Under powers? Force powers. Yeah. I don't have any.
What's your force rating?
1.
Roll a single in the middle, top of the dice pool, in the very middle.
Yes.
There's like the force die. Put 1 in there, click out, and roll it. Did you click out of the box?
Oh, I didn't put 1 in, don't mind me.
You manage to pull it right out of his hands. You don't rip it or anything. It's when Gus is gonna go, he's reaching over to hand it, take it from Lou, and Lou's handing it to Gus, and it's right out of his hand, and you now have this picture of a Rodian.
Heaven proceeds to rip the picture up.
Gus is like, oh, what are you doing, man? That's like the oldest memory I have. And Lou is
the
like,
the past is the past.
You heartless mother.
Let's move.
Char Char goes,
yeah, man, what's...
Gus starts crying.
Once something's gone, it's gone.
Spirits, you're so mean.
You have to move on with it, no matter how cool you look.
Doc Zaz puts his arm around Gus and starts petting his little horn things on his head.
He's just like... dark side point, their flashlights or torches, glow rods, beaming through the side of the warehouse, and it seems like they're following your footsteps.
Rag Bice is just gonna yell, 5-0, skew!
Are you gonna keep run?
Keep up, stealth check, I'm running.
That's right, you have a cape! I forgot you had a cape! Stealth check. Let me bring up the stats. 5-0! Skew!
That is the correct decision.
Let's see, what I'm assuming it'd be their vigilance, so. And I'll go ahead and upgrade it as well. Go ahead and roll me your stealth check.
Jesus. Success.
4 success and an advantage. yeah, your cape is like, is billowing, and it's also dusting your footprints away in all of the dust and soot and whatever. Permafrost is in here.
Do you just hear Rick Bossy run off into the night?
You don't hear anything. You hear him say 5-0, skirt, and then he's gone. He's gone. Anybody else? You guys just waiting for whoever's coming to come in, or?
Evan's gonna hide.
Okay. I'm not gonna use another dark side point. Go ahead and roll a stealth check. Ooh, despair. 3 success, an advantage, and a despair.
I like that the only die that could have a despair had a despair.
Yep. All right. Anybody else want to roll? You guys just standing there waiting for what's going to happen.
Standing there waiting.
John? I'm
stealth as well.
All right. Go ahead and roll a stealth check. I am the knight. That's the saddest quote now in the world. 3 advantage, that's it. Alright. So, as Kevin Costner... Oh, man. I'm trying to think of what I can use this... We'll get there. You hear some crunch, the crunching of snow, and the lights get closer and brighter, and you hear, hello? Anybody in here? You're not supposed to be in here. This place is condemned. And Loki, or... Doc Rag, or Doc Zaz. God, Jesus. Doc Zaz and Char Char. 3 officers are walking in. They all have little Christmas hats on. I gotta find their... Where did I put them? I just had them. They're there. This place is condemned, you know? Look at the place. What are you doing in here?
I'd like to try to negotiate with them. Just convince them that I am inspecting the building. As an official inspector.
Let me see what they're...
Oh, they look angry.
If you're negotiating, or are you deceiving? Because if you're negotiating, you have to offer something. We're just collecting weird photos.
I'll deceive them.
Deceiving? Okay, that makes a difference. So I'm going up against their discipline, which is willpower. That sucks. Dang it. I have to. Alright. Roll your deception. Oh. Alright.
An upgrade?
Yeah, roll your deception. Success and 3 advantage. What do you say to these guys?
Hello, officers.
Hello.
Building inspection crew, and this is my crew. We're just discussing what needs to happen before we get started on tearing this place down. I know it's pretty late at night, but
Yeah, they got you working out all hours, huh?
Yeah, yeah. We got to get an early start in the morning.
You don't say much, do you, bud? And he looks at Char-Char. Oh, you a gungan with a beard?
Yeah, he's the strong man on the crew. He's we get a lot of work out of this guy. I hold my finger over Char-Char's mouth.
Char-Char was about to say something. I just hear him.
All right.
And then he shrugs his shoulders and starts drinking.
Well, we can't really let you guys stay in here.
Yeah, we'll clear out here, officer. We're just trying to get a good idea of what we need to do so we can get an early start in the morning.
Well,
with the advantage of my stealth, can I be like behind him or close to these three officers?
Mm-hmm.
But hidden. Like,
yeah. With the despair, Kevin Costner, that Kevin Costner rolled on the comm, on the over their comms, their police comms. You hear, all units, be aware. We have some reported terrorists who fled from Rhodia on planet. They are suspected to be about four of them. Weird Gungan. There's a Twi'lek, either a Bothan or a Shistavanan or T'fel, some canid species. And there's also what was that key? It was an A word, and it was the cloner. Arcanian offshoot. Thank you. And what looks to be an Arcanian.
I was gonna say Twi'lek.
Be on the lookout. These suspects are starting to be armed and dangerous, and use force if necessary. Detain and return to base. Over and out. Huh? Weird looking Gungan. Maybe you two should come with us. We need to talk to your friend here. We'll go to the station. We'll clear all this up. And Lou and Gus stand up and like, hey officers, what Yeah, we can all go down. We can all go. Gus is like, yes, from the shadow, oh, specters.
From the shadow, I pull out two syringes of anesthesia, one in each hand.
Ninja.
Yeah?
Just waiting. they're at the ready, and just waiting.
Okay. Yeah, anytime now, please.
Officer, I feel like this is a misunderstanding here.
It may be, but we gotta question your friend. It's just protocol, you know. This was a pretty serious call. Terrorists, you know. That sounds like crimes against the Empire type stuff. We're not dealing with idiots. We can't have any mistakes when it comes to dealing with possible Imperial terrorists, you know. So if you would, it's gonna be a little bit of a hike. We're just on foot patrol. We parked about three blocks down, so, you know, it'll be a little bit of a walk. Are you resistant?
I step behind Char-Char and kind of push him forward a little bit.
So we're trying not to go with
him,
right?
Are you? Gus is like, oh yes, great specters, and he starts walking towards him, and Lou's like, Gus, what are you doing? And they're both kind of moving.
I cannot comment from the shadows.
Char-Char will just walk past the... We'll go to... he's just going to pick up Gus. He's going to walk over to pick up Gus and just, as he walks past the officer.
Look, like boss said, we got a long day tomorrow.
Oh, great, Spectre.
Yep, and he clearly just needs to go to bed.
Well, your shoulder is very hurting.
We're gonna go now.
Please, Spectre, release me.
Pat the officer on the shoulder as he goes to pick up Gus.
Help! The Spectre's carrying me away. I don't want to die.
Oh, you're fine.
And sir, I think we're gonna have to take you in anyway. You're. This is a little suspicious. Please come with us.
You're suspicious.
What?
As soon as Char-Char says, you're suspicious, from the shadows, I'm going to step the two closest to me and just go, shh.
It's going to have
Do I get, like, a boost because I'm coming from the shadows?
I gotta see. What was your stealth roll? You had an advantage.
With Char-Char.
I'll give you two boosts. Did you upgrade? Is that what I did? Oh, no. Ready his gun. Set for fun.
Can I and use a life type point to upgrade Pi's roll?
Yeah.
Medicine check? How do we
No. This is a okay, stealth. This is fine. This is a stealth check. Hold on. Wait, I gave you a bunch of boots. Oh, son of a bitch.
Yeah, because they're distracted with Char-Char.
Maybe it should be a medicine check.
They're totally focused on Char-Char right now. Because he basically told them to fuck off.
Yeah, give me a stealth check. I forgot you had this stupid stealth suit.
Once great, once amazing.
I don't know how the suit is going to help you. Yeah, roll for it.
I forgot Char-Char has a mustache.
It's a smooth, sleek suit for speed. That's a Cobra Strike.
failure.
Did you upgrade it?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Again, you had three yellow die and four boost die.
He upgraded.
You only had, there was only a single success and a single success and single failure rolled, and they canceled each other out.
I miss, but I'm still stealth.
With that much advantage, I think.
I imagine you go like, ha! Like swinging your hand across to jab him, and he takes a step, forward, so you just whiff in the dark, and your suit muffled the sound because it's the stealth suit. Like, yeah, it's a breezy old building. Who knows what that sound was? All right, guys. Let's stop tooling around. I don't want to have to handcuff you. Come on.
I don't want to have to handcuff you.
You keep doing that. You're definitely coming with us. Are you gonna resist them? Because they are now coming to arrest you.
Sure, right. Gonna go.
Look, man, I've had a rough night. We've got to do a job. Like, I guess.
What was the cover story we were using here?
Oh no!
No! No one tell him. You've got to remember.
we've got to clean this warehouse tonight.
Clean the warehouse. Thought you said you were just inspecting it so you could tear it down.
Yeah, that's what I mean by queen. That's a euphemism.
That's not no euphemism I ever heard before. All right.
Well,
everybody roll initiative. Roll initiative!
Doc Zazz throws up his hand and pulls his gun.
And then I pull out my gun! So, what are we doing for initiative here? Vigilance? I think this is pretty unexpected.
No, this is expected as hell. Give me your rolling cool.
Hooray!
Doc Zazz thought he was fairly convincing.
Doc Zazz got a trail.
I'm sure Char-Char did. Did you? Alright.
He sure did.
We can do something special with that. Alright. So before we start combat, we're gonna take a quick break real quick. And then the sentence just ends right there. Hope y'all enjoyed the show. We'll see you again in a week or two for the second part of Life Day. It only gets crazier from here, I promise. Have a good night, have a good day, have a good year, and may the Force be with you.
Electronic and